Chinese state media condemned J.D. Vance for his aversion to economic globalization. By Francis Martel on July 19, 2024. The Chinese state newspaper Global Times described Republican vice presidential candidate Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., on Thursday as possessing a clear inward or insular tendency that concerns Chinese experts, as well as an aversion of economic globalization that runs afoul of Chinese Communist Party orthodoxy. Former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee in the 2024 presidential election, chose Vance as his running mate on Monday. Vance introduced himself to the country in a speech on Wednesday to the Republican National Convention, RNC, in which he repeatedly condemned policies supported by Trump's rival, current President Joe Biden, to expand trade with Communist China at the expense of American workers. At 39, Vance is the first member of the millennial generation to appear on a major party presidential ticket. He referred repeatedly to his age during his speech, contrasting his life to the policies the elderly Biden was supporting in the Senate at the time. "When I was a sophomore in high school, Joe Biden gave China a sweetheart trade deal that destroyed even more good American middle-class manufacturing jobs," Vance recalled, referring to China joining to the World Trade Organization, WTO, and receiving most favored nation trade status in 2000. "Thanks to these policies that Biden and other out-of-touch politicians in Washington gave us, our country was flooded with cheap Chinese goods, with cheap foreign labor, and in the decades to come, deadly Chinese fentanyl," Vance told the audience. "Many of the people that I grew up with can't afford to pay more for groceries, more for gas, more for rent, and that's exactly what Joe Biden's economy has given them. So prices soared, dreams were shattered. And China and the cartel sent fentanyl across the border, adding addiction to the heartache." Vance promised that he and Trump would protect the wages of American workers and stop the Chinese Communist Party from building their middle class on the backs of American citizens. The Global Times complained that Vance's promises were little more than a cliché and disparaged the senator as having limited experience in foreign policy. The newspaper warned that the vice presidential nominee was dangerously promoting an extreme misconception of China, however, that he should abandon to pursue win-win cooperation with the genocidal rogue state. Vance's speech displays a clear inward or insular tendency, reflecting his aversion to economic globalization, the state outlet explained, citing expert Professor Diao Daming, a regular commentator for The Times. Vance's remarks also indicate that some Republicans continue to strongly advocate for the continuation of strategic competition with China, with a more pronounced confrontational stance. Another regularly cited Global Times expert, researcher Luce Young, lamented that Vance was promoting what is becoming an increasingly intense attitude towards containing China. Liu warned that confronting China's vast amount of threatening activity, from intellectual property theft to monopolization of global manufacturing to genocide, slavery, and colonization, would threaten global peace and development. The outlet concluded by describing Vance as an Asia-first Republican for identifying China as America's top geopolitical threat, as opposed to Russia, radical Islamic groups, or other challenges. Vance has, as a senator, repeatedly discouraged political leaders from seeing Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine as a greater threat to American interests than Chinese communist activities. This week, Vance said in an interview with Fox News that he hoped to see a rapid close to the Ukraine invasion so America can focus on the real issue, which is China. "That's the biggest threat to our country, and we are completely distracted from it," he lamented. In March, Vance introduced a bill to limit Chinese government access to American capital markets, telling Breitbart News at the time that if China doesn't want to play by American rules, they shouldn't be allowed access to our financial markets. China Daily, another Chinese regime newspaper, more broadly attacked Republicans for hate speech throughout the Republican National Convention this week, including against countries such as China, Russia, Iran and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The use of McCarthyist hate rhetoric against some countries and their leaders has sadly become a favorite sport for U.S. politicians as they seek to attract more voters to their side, columnist Chen Weihua wrote in a column published on Friday. This is especially true during the U.S. presidential campaign when candidates try to act tough. The hate speeches by U.S. political leaders are pushing the world closer to a new Cold War, even a hot war, he claimed. This should be a wake-up call for not only U.S. leaders, officials and politicians but also the international community. Especially because the U.S. leaders are using hate rhetoric to demonize other countries in a bid to divide the world and consolidate the U.S. hegemony. Chen Weihua is best known in the United States for repeatedly referring to Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, as a bitch in a series of posts on Twitter in 2020. Watch, Hutchinson, J.D. Vance does not support America's global leadership. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.